You all right in here?
Who are you?
Is everything all right?
I thought I was the only one here.
I was just coming up to say my shift has ended and I'm off.
Oh, right. Of course.
Tina said you'd be here late tonight. Rather you than me.
Right.
Well, I'll be off then. Try to keep the noise down, yeah?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, of course. Good night.
Night.
Jesus. Well, it's just gone 9:30 p.m. and it's been 10 minutes since I saw the security chap, and he gave me quite a scare. The entity I saw, it was in human form. I mean, it was so hard to see through the glass. It was almost as if it didn't have a face. Well, I'm alone now, and I've got a feeling it's going to be a long night. Okay, just coming up to 9:55. I have the jug in front of me, and I'm just going to conduct a little pendulum experiment. So, setting the pendulum clockwise for yes. There it goes. And anti-clockwise for no. Yep, that's it. Okay. But now, I'm holding the pendulum over the jug. Handprint is still faintly visible and may carry some residual energy from whatever made it. I call upon my guardian angels to assist me and guide me with their white light. Okay, here we go. Is the spirit that made this handprint on the water jug still present? And it's moving. Clockwise? That's a yes. Is the entity that is with us human in origin? Clockwise? Yes. Oh, hang on. Anti-clockwise? Yes and no. Okay, that's a yes. Did you die here? Yes. No. What does that mean? What's that? The clock, it's moving. It's moving really fast. 2 a.m.? 2:30? 3 a.m.? Oh, okay. For the tape, the wall clock has just cracked and fallen to the floor. Who did this? I am asking the entity that is with me now, please show yourself. Tell me your name, Spirit. I come in light. Please tell me who you are. It's now 10:15 and the place is silent. I've just had a walk around and I'm completely alone. Well, I feel something here and it's very strong, but I can't tell whether it's a human spirit that's become trapped here or whether it's something else. Something that was possibly never human, or has been taking human shape to torment or scare its prey. But why? What could it want? I'm going to conduct a few more tests. I'll try the dowsing rods next. They can often point to areas of energy, negative or otherwise, that could shed some light on exactly where the entity is residing in the building. Right, okay. So, yes, I am recording. I'll just pop that into my top pocket. There it goes. Right. The dowsing rods at the ready. So, I'm just walking slowly down the central corridor. Nothing so far. I'm now walking to the meeting rooms. Oh, hang on. Yes, there's something. My left rod is turning a little. Okay, just moving closer. And they've been crossed over each other. Yes. I'm outside meeting room 4. That explains the handprint and the door closing by itself earlier. Back in the central office. There are desks either side of me. I'm just walking around the left-hand side now. Oh, this desk is messy. At the end of this area, there are the main lifts. Shit, someone's coming up the lift. Oh, Christ. How am I going to explain this? The lift's empty. What's going on? Well, my rods have crossed completely. There's something here.
Door closed. Who's
there? Spirit, please show yourself.
Door open.
It wants to show me something. I'm going in. We're moving, going down, floor 1. Gosh, it is suddenly colder.
Going down.
Yes, thank you. Are we nearing the basement? It's freezing. I can see my breath.
Door open.
I'm in the basement level. God, it's really dark down here. Where's the light switch? Much better. Now I can see. So, I'm in the basement. It seems to be a storage area for all the different floors. There are cages on either side of me. Let's have a look. This one seems to be for the cleaner. Yeah, there's a vacuum cleaner, lots of bottles, right? I'm just going to follow the dowsing rods and see where they lead me to. Oh, God, no, please don't go out. Although, yes, I think I have my torch in my pocket. I'm outside the storage unit for the company, and weirdly or fortunately, it's open. I'm just looking inside. It seems to be old stationery. There's an old printer. Those reams of paper with the perforation on the side. Haven't seen those for years. This can't be used much anymore. There's bags of waste paper, lots of them. There's one other bag that's open. Some of it's on the floor. It's been ripped open. These are all black. Every page, like just black ink. It's coming off of my hands. Hundreds and hundreds of pages, all black. Christ, I'm getting filthy. These are different. There's something. It's a faint shape in the black. Is it a face?
whether you lost it